listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, 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 live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life service for Wednesday, February 15th. What is it? 2017. I got messed up because my birthday was the other day. Raveling that off. Anyway, it's good to have everybody here. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good to be here, and belated birthday greetings again.
Thank you very much. And, of course, Michael Kelly's here with us as well.
Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, I couldn't believe all the birthday wishes on Facebook. I have a friend. Who'd have thunk?
You have a Facebook fan club.
Yeah, apparently.
There you go.
It was unexpected. But anyway, I appreciate all those to everybody who did that. So, Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. We do that through this program. We also do it through educational programs such as our schools, metaphysicsinstitute.org, which offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics and other related topics, and Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone courses and degrees at tfuniversity.org. We also have empoweredrecovery.com, which offers help for friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, and paranexus.org, which is an association of anomalous researchers, because anomalous phenomena is part of our charter, researching it. I'd like to read our abbreviated 9 principles of belief very quickly. They are, number 1, do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And to read the expanded version of these 9 principles, please visit us at metaphysicalhumanism.org. Now, tonight, we're going to probably have a little bit of a shorter program than otherwise. Both Michael and Dr. Hunter are a little bit under the weather. And so we're
you could tell.
Well, I could.
You could tell.
I could tell because I was looking at you a minute ago.
Sheesh. Yeah, you know, I had a cold last week. It was getting better, and then yesterday it just came back with a fury. So here I am, but I'm still on my feet. So anything that doesn't put me underground, I guess, is okay.
Well, that's one opinion. But anyway, so we're going to keep a little bit on the shorter side. What I'm going to do is here, I'd like to start off with reading a pay it forward experience from one of our students. And, you know, I picked these because I think they're great reminders. I mean, these are things that a lot of us probably do every day or, you know, very often, I would say, frequently. But they're a great reminder. So I want to read this one. It was submitted a couple, 3 days ago. And just to bring everybody up to speed, if you're not familiar, this is an exercise in the first course at IMHS and TFU. It's not necessarily the first course at TFU because that's a varied program, but at IMHS, it's the first bachelor's course, and part of the assignment is to spend 7 days and kick it up a notch in terms of doing right. You know, our first principle is do no harm, do right. And doing right is related to paying it forward, which is a big part of our belief system. So that's where these come from. So this experience was submitted the other day, and this is what she writes. My positive experience of doing right consists of having my 75-year-old neighbor's road and laneway plowed for her. We live in a rural northern community and receive a lot of snow daily. She lives alone, having lost her husband last spring. She is not able to shovel and lives on a limited income. Before I left for work, which is a four-hour drive from my home, I made arrangements with my local snowplow that if it snowed, to please go down and plow her road and laneway at my expense. Little did I know that then we were to receive 10 to 13 centimeters, which is four or five inches of snow. I felt humbled and very appreciative that I could be of service to another. I felt grateful that my elderly neighbor would be taken care of in my absence. I always felt feel joy and blessings when I'm able to pay it forward, per se, for another. I learned that by helping my fellow humankind, I'm also helping myself, and that my thoughts of her being mobile gave me a good feeling in my heart. I also learned that these good deeds never go unnoticed, and that that helping another is such a gift and a blessing for me as well as my neighbor. I learned that by giving, we will continue to receive what we require to live a happy, healthy life. By thinking positive, my life is positive. I learned that I received spiritual fulfillment, and it didn't take a lot of effort on my part. I also learned by helping others, it initiates a domino effect wherein others are prompted and motivated to do the same. I made a phone call, and that brought peace, a sense of relief, safety, and comfort to another. I have also learned from these studies that we are one planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. Every action by every person is felt by everyone. We are a collective and unified consciousness. Every positive deed, spoken or acted upon, feeds the healthy mindset of empowerment and enlightenment, a shift in the human consciousness that does need to take place, which is true. The more elevated we are in awareness, the more awareness we gain. The more awareness we gain, the higher vibrational energy mankind has and will facilitate healthier choices and relationships, which brings mankind closer to the planetary dream of peace and freedom. And that's the end of the story, the quote. This is just a great reminder. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to help other people in these ways. We just have to be vigilant. You know, keep an eye open, see if we can step it up a notch. And, you know, the point that she made about having a domino effect is really true. You know, what's to say that the snowplow guy doesn't just do that on occasion for other people or be motivated to do that for elderly people who can't do that? So it's a great example and something that we can all learn and benefit from. And it just gives us more ideas on how we can pay it forward as well.
That's a great story. I like hearing these stories, you know. Mm-hmm. There's already so many other stories we hear. It's the good ones we need to hear more of. So, yeah, it's nice that she said that and sent that in too.
Yeah, and you know, if you have a good pay it forward story, you know, email it to us. We'll keep it anonymous. You know, but it's empowering, it's upbuilding, it's uplifting. It, you know, some people will think, well, I don't want to toot my own horn. Well, you know what? We're not going to mention your name, so you're really not. So just email it to us. You can, send it to any of our email addresses. If you're an IMHS student, send it to the usual email address. If you're TFU, send it to that address. If you're a church member, admin@icmhchurch.org will work too. All right, so another topic that came up in the chat, first thing when the chat was open, was the topic of mental telepathy. So we're going to talk about that for a few minutes, and then we're going to pull some cards from our Inner Oracle card deck. So if you want a card pulled, please put your name in the chat, and Michael will make a note of that, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. And again, we're going to probably keep this program on a little on the shorter side tonight due to sickness here. So, all right. Mental telepathy.
Due to sickness.
That's yeah. Funny.
Yeah. By the way, Zach has written in a really good idea for a show, And I just want Zach to know that because I see he's listening. And we're going to do that next week, Zach, because it's going to take a little more time. So I think today we'll just stick to the shorter program. So just wanted to say that.
Good. All right. So I know that Dr. Hunter doesn't know much about mental telepathy, and so it's going to be up to me to kind of set you people straight, right?
That's right. Go for it.
Okay, I've now said everything. Go ahead, Dr. Hunter.
Well, you know, here's the thing. We're sharing energy all the time, and I think that we're always telepathic to some degree. So if it's – we have this idea that telepathy works in words or language, and energy doesn't necessarily know language. It knows frequency. It knows energy. So that's how we share. And that's the telepathy. Usually telepathy comes by way of visuals. It's auditory. We have our different senses that act up. So you can get a picture in your head and you say, well, where did that come from? And that could very well be a telepathic thought. But just to be really clear, we are always having telepathic conversations with everybody to one degree or another. But the telepathy, I think, that's being asked tonight is more in line with those certain individuals in particular of whom we have a pretty profound connection with. And we can hear thoughts. And it's like we're translating what we think are the words due to a familiarity of an energy frequency. So we put words to it. And if you have a really close connection or you really build the skill, you in some ways can hear, psychically hear conversations. Now, I'm just going to tell you, it's not necessarily a great fun thing to do, by the way, people. There's a lot of stuff you really don't want to know. So I always say, you know, it's great to want to build these skills, but there is a flip side to thinking that that's going to be of some kind of advantage to you. It may be in the workplace or, you know, to sense danger or to know when to move forward in your life or, you know, but it does give you a bit of an edge. But I'm just saying that, first of all, telepathy is around all the time. What you're doing, though, when you start to activate those is becoming more conscious of it. From that consciousness and being conscious of it, you're now translating through a language or words. So we have to be careful that we don't assume what the words would be based on familiar energy, but to develop it to a point where you're clear in somebody else's words versus your own. And that's usually when I know that is happening, because very often thoughts will come to me that is not my frame of reference. It's not how I think. And that's how I know, oh, that's not my thought. That's not, you know, what I know for myself. Not my terminology, not my language. And so then we always go back to that very thing of, in order to become skilled at these things, you really have to know yourself really well. So if that kind of gives you a really, you know, Reader's Digest version of what I think telepathy is. Dr. Kelly?
I think you summed it up pretty well. I'm not sure I have much to add. It's just a natural human function, you know, and you know, it happens. There's so many examples of it with, you know, basically, you know, mind communication just happens. And it can come up as intuition and a lot of things. So
I think when it's most good. Activated is, sorry, I think when it's most activated is when you encounter someone you have a soul connection with. And there are many variables to that. But somebody who suddenly activates it. You know, and you say, wow, you know, I'm different or something happened. And where that comes from, we could talk about a whole show on that one. But it usually happens by an experience or an encounter or, you know, an interaction with somebody. So it's that activation. So it's in an evolution. It's not necessarily something that you say, oh, I think I'm going to go study to be telepathic.
Right.
I don't know is that's necessarily true. I think that in the evolution of our own awareness, self-awareness, and our own abilities, then we start to activate those little bits of what we call telepathy. But I think there's a lot of things that happen prior to that. It's like you have senses, knowing when the phone will ring, or, you know, thinking about somebody and they contact you. You know, all those little tiny things that do happen in a day that seem to stand out above, you know, above other experiences. Well, those are, in a way, psychic experiences. Is that in part telepathy? You could say so. Mm-hmm. You know, you're tuning in somewhere. But then I think the telepathy that's being referred to tonight leaps forward to having mental conversations with somebody. You know, I have a girlfriend here, Susan. We hang out together, and she owns a salon. I go in and do nails for these elderly ladies on Saturdays. And there's, between Susan and I, we just look at each other, and we know exactly what we're thinking at the same time. And it's a really kind of fun thing. Nobody else knows. It's like a private club. But we are so similar in the way we think. Somebody walks in, and we look at each other, and we just know exactly the thought. It's kind of fun. We have to be careful that other people don't catch up on that, because it makes them uncomfortable, and rightfully so.
Tracy and I are the same way, you know, with that. And everybody, yeah, I'm sure, can identify with that. And, you know, yeah, one thing I will add is in our coursework, in our program, we talk about telepathy. And there's even a video of a scientific study where they hooked up an EEG machine to people, and they were separated by buildings at a college. And the first thing, and I forget the doctor's name. I'm over 50 and I can't remember anything. So anyway, they did this test where the people would stare at each other and connect with each other for a few minutes. And then they would separate them. And then they would have them focus on each other again. And there were more to it than this. But basically the EEG machine registered the same. And it showed activity. So there is, there's some scientific support for this. And that's the thing, folks. Consciousness permeates everything. It's more expansive than we even know, and probably more expansive than we can get a hold of a lot of times, but it's still there. And I suspect, and I'm not the only one, that, you know, you've got space-time, right? The fabric of space, you know, space-time, they call it. But I think the fabric of everything really is just consciousness. And it just permeates everything. It connects us. We're all connected. We're entangled, quantum entanglement. It's an amazing subject. So, all right, let's move on then.
Sure.
To our cards. And Michael,
I might just add that we're having a bit of a chat, and a few people are mentioning different medicinal remedies. And thank you very much, especially to Fran, you know, for mentioning a few things. And so I just wanted to make note that those kinds of interactions on our program and in our chat room are really valuable. It's where we come to connect, where we come to interact with each other and, you know, get lots of other information, not just what we're talking about, but also in support of one another. So I just wanted to say thanks, everybody.
There is a question in there I want to hit real quick.
Yeah, energy that can be sent strongly through photos. I use photos a lot. I got to tell you that there's some, if you're reading a photo without looking at it, that could be considered a fairly true psychic impression. But if you look at that photo, I'm going to tell you there's a lot of psychology involved. It could be facial shape or of somebody or the way they're standing, because we get these other psychological impressions. And usually that's filtered through what we know of in people. Body language and facial shapes, head shapes, body shapes, all of these little things are indicators, and we have our own belief systems and files. So we have to be careful about that. But yeah, I've done a fair bit with photos in my life, and it's really actually quite interesting. I think that when somebody, here's the other thing I want to mention about photos. If somebody gives me a photo and I put it face down, put my hand on it, there's some telepathy going on with the individual who gave it to me. So keep that in mind too, that it's not just the photo. There's the energy of the one you're sitting with, who gave it to you, other people around. So then we can say there's other psychic impressions that you're getting that you would think is the photo, but it may not be. So, yes, and it, Dr. Anderson, it's a tool to focus thought, and you're absolutely right. So, they're fun. They're good to do, but, I've actually had people bring me photos and ask me where their missing people are, and that is work that I do not like to do. I find it way too difficult, not necessarily to find people, but in dealing with people and their anxiety and their need to have answers right away. And, you know, it doesn't always work that way with psychic impressions. So just throwing that out there. So do we have any people with cards? I don't know if Michael's been paying attention to the chat room, if anybody's mentioned. So if you would like a card pulled.
We do have a few. I believe we have Fran up first.
Hey, Fran. And thanks again, friend, for the information. That's good stuff. I have just pulled the continuity of life.
That's a good one.
Now, it is, and I don't think we've pulled that one for quite a while, so I'm going to do my best to read this. Number 16 in the existential suit. Human consciousness transcends the physical body, allowing a new chapter of life to continue. Stability and peace is assured with continuity in the flow of day-to-day life. There is reason to hope for a favorable outcome in the face of adversity or a difficult situation. You are a living example of the continuity of life. Cherished values will continue to live and grow. Sometimes we may just allow a current chapter to close so that a new chapter may begin. So, you got some shifting going on here, Fran. So that's a good one. I think that's really encouraging.
And you know, that continuity of life can obviously be applied in several ways. You know, one is when we leave this life and go to the next. Another one is when we go from one chapter in this life to another chapter in life. But it's that continuity, and we're all changing. So it's a continuous line, if you will, of growth and evolution, or at least it should be, and enlightenment and greater awareness.
Okay, Michael, who is next on there?
All right, next up we have Nathan.
Nathan, I got one here for Nathan. And if you're up for it, maybe you can do the next one, Michael. So I'm going to read number 44 for you, Nathan. It's attitude and disposition. That's a little message here. Enthusiasm and or an agreeable disposition, along with good manners, assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be positive or negative. Be proactive. Ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude makes it happen. You know, just off the top of my head, you know, Nathan, maybe it's sometimes we all get a little frustrated, but there's really so many good things about people, and just not to let the little stuff kind of irritate us. But the other thing that comes to mind is that you might be dealing with somebody who's a little bit disagreeable, and just warm up to them a little bit, you know, and help them change their attitude or their disposition. So hope that helps and, you know, kind of twigs for you.
I'm going to add to that, just this is a great lesson for everybody, this whole concept of how hard can it be. That is an attitude that is worth its weight in gold. Does that weigh anything? Well, you get the idea. But it really does. There's nothing you cannot do if you just keep at it. And this goes for everybody. I wouldn't do or have any of this if I had been intimidated by difficulty, because building this church, building the schools, and doing all the stuff I do, you gotta keep going at it. I'll spend hours correcting things or fixing things or doing things. You know, I've spent thousands of hours on the websites, on the schools and the curriculum, and And I refuse to let anything beat me. You know, I may have a challenge, whether it's figuring out how to do something with, you know, a yard machine or, you know, figuring out something on the website or whatever it is. I mean, it can be anything. I never will let it defeat me. How hard can it be? You know, look, people do things. People are smart. And I refuse to let things beat me. So you have to have this attitude. Everybody who's listening, what is that one thing that you've been hesitating doing? You feel held back, and you know on part of your mind that you should be doing this, but on the other part, you can't seem to bring yourself to do it. So it's really a barrier. It's an impediment to your progress. And when you have something like that in your life that you know you should do it, but you're just having a hard time getting to it, you need to get past it. You need to just do it. You know, like they're saying in the chat room, just do it, like Nike. You know, just, you've got to do it. You've got to get it out of the way. You know, stop with the stinking thinking, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And just take care of it. Get it out of the way, because you'll feel a lot better too.
You know, I would like to just also do a flip side of that. I'm not necessarily one to ask for help or receive help in some ways, because I'm a little too independent. The flip side is you can do it, and that's receiving. And tonight, Dr. Norm has, you know, offered to, you know, he's sending some Reiki energy my way. And I want to say part of my can do is to open up and say, thank you very much. And I'm receiving that. So there's the flip side of not just doing for ourselves, but it's also being able to, you know, sometimes let down our pride and say, just yes, I will receive some help. And thank you very much. So it's all part of the growth. So.
Let's go on to the next card then.
Who's next?
All right. Next up, I believe we have Heather. And let's see. I pulled number 15 in the existential suit. Belief system, knowledge base. We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within.
Hey, Michael, turn up your mic just a little bit. Apparently it's kind of low. It's not low to me, but...
All right, let me see if I can improve on that a little bit.
All right, so belief system, knowledge base. You know, that one thing that's in there is one of the biggest lessons I ever learned in life. Sometimes the solution you're looking for lies outside of your belief system. And I can't stress that enough. If you have a problem that you just can't seem to solve, it's because you're not looking wide enough. You're not looking in every direction because of your beliefs. And sometimes our beliefs can disable us. Sometimes they can enable us, which is good, but so often they disable us, and that's what happens when we can't seem to solve a problem, because we need to expand our belief system. We need to get more data. Anytime you don't have a solution, you just gotta study, research, look into it, brainstorm. You know, what should you absolutely not do to solve this problem? That gets the creative juices flowing. If you had nothing to lose, what would you do to solve this problem? So those are some tips on that.
So who did we have? I see Dr. Angie there. Is there anybody else, Mike?
We also have Wendy.
Oh, Wendy. Do you want to go ahead for Wendy?
Oh, I'd be more than happy to.
All right.
And let's see, Wendy, I pulled number 42, trust, integrity. Integrity means being true to oneself, intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
That's a good one.
It really is.
It makes us check in with ourselves, and we do this every day, you know, and even in small things. So, you know, that's hope that means something to you, Wendy. At least, you know, strikes a chord in some way. And little reminders, all these little reminders.
Yep.
Okay, we've got Dr. Angie, Energy Signature number 26. We were talking about energy signatures just a while ago. This one, Dr. Angie, is this card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of the situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you might be sending, or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what's healthy. Remove what is unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature. You know, I think that we're always, you know, Dr. Angie's saying that she's been sick the last few weeks too. So I think we're all up for an energy signature adjustment. But I think that this speaks to us checking in with ourselves about what we're putting out there and making sure that it's what we want, what we decide we want. And it comes from the inside, right? Not just a thought, but the actual feel that we have. You know, it's fair enough to say I don't like a lot of things about some people, but, you know, I love humanity and always come from that place of loving humanity and then being able to distinguish, you know, from those other characteristics that we're dealing with. Oh, she just wrote that fits. So that's good. That's
you know, energy signatures are an interesting thing in a lot of ways. I mean, we teach them about them in course B4 in our bachelor's program, and it's powerful on relationships and having a healthy energy signature. And we talk in terms of healthy versus unhealthy energy signatures. You know, like attracts like. So people with healthy energy signatures are going to attract other healthy people. And we change our energy signature through our beliefs, our attitudes, our self-belief, all that. But there's another aspect, too, of energy signatures. Everything has an energy signature. If you take a second and just feel the energy of the room you're in right now, wherever it is. If you're in a car, it has its own energy. If you're in the living room, it has its own energy. If you move the furniture around in your living room, it changes the energy. It's an interesting thing. People who do anomalous research, investigations, you know, you go into an area and you just let it settle. You feel the energy. What does it feel like, you know? And everything changes energy. The color of the walls, whether it's carpet or tile, whether it's disheveled or cluttered or clean and orderly, everything has its energy. And it's important to just be aware of that and think of that. Even a nice day, you know, a sunshiny blue sky day has a certain energy, whereas a rainy day has a different energy. And so if you think in those terms, you can begin to pick up more about the world around us and the environments that we're in. Okay, so I think we've got everybody then as far as the
cards.
The cards go, yes. And so we'll start wrapping things up here. And
I'd like to once again thank everybody for their support. And, you know, we've got a good crowd here tonight and glad that you could all join in. And we appreciate you. You know, I just wanted to throw that out there. We appreciate everybody who comes, you know, every week, some of you, and the others who come when they can. So that's encouraging for us, too. So and thanks for your emails. Thanks for sharing your stories. And, you know, we just keep being there for each other.
So tonight we're talking about mental telepathy, continuity of life, attitude, disposition, belief system and knowledge base, trust and integrity, and energy signatures. We really appreciate everybody's participation tonight, those listening to the live program, and we appreciate those listening to the archives as well. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.